Support for Radio Boston comes from Hadestown at the Box Center Wang Theater, Broadway's Tony and Grammy-winning Best Musical, an epic celebration of music, togetherness, and hope, raves Forbes. Playing April 23rd through April 28th. Buy your tickets today at boxcenter.org.
This is Radio Boston. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
And I'm Anthony Brooks.
The Massachusetts legislature revealed the state's newly redrawn congressional districts this afternoon.
The map has been highly anticipated ever since the state learned last December that it would lose a House seat because of the country's shifting population.
Joining us now to explain what the new map means for Massachusetts is Craig Sandler. He is general manager of the State House News Service. Hi there, Craig.
Hi, Meghna.
So what's the most striking thing about our new 9 districts in Massachusetts?
Well, I mean, ultimately, in the big picture, it's that there's 9 and not 10.
And not
right?
10, yeah.
Okay, so I think we've talked about that enough times in enough ways that people understand the implications of that. The news that's coming out today and that's being sifted today is that, as drawn, this map would require Bill Keating in Quincy and Point South to run against Steve Lynch, who's based in South Boston. But contains a feature. It's drawn in such a way that it includes Keating's, the 9th district that Keating represents, includes his summer home in Bourne. And that means that if he wants to make his official residence his summer home in Bourne, he will not have to run against another Democrat. And, of course, in Massachusetts, that means we'll not have to run against another incumbent.
Okay.
If he chooses to move, which does have implications.
Okay. So tell me what those implications are, because, I mean, one way or the other, I mean, originally we thought when the news not that long ago that Representative John Oliver, who represents much of Western Massachusetts, when he announced that he wasn't going to seek re-election, there was some conventional thinking at that time that thought, that might
right.
mean that no incumbents would have to run against each other
sure.
in Massachusetts because he was just going to step off the stage. But it sounds like you're saying, yeah, that's still a possibility.
Well, it is a possibility theoretically, and you're right. I thought when Oliver announced that, I thought from afar, absolutely, that's that's the solution, because it also, and in fact did resolve a possible fight between Neil and Oliver, Neil being the Springfield representative, Neil and Oliver out west, or Neil and McGovern. McGovern is from the Central. It did seem to resolve a lot of situations, and it turns out that it doesn't matter. There's going to be an open seat out there in an election for it. So that's right. We do have this potential battle now in the east between Lynch and Keating. Now, I don't want to assume too much, and I don't mind being wrong. I am very confident that this map was drawn to make the districts more compact, which is good, and also to give Keating a sort of a way out. In other words, with the state level, the state house level maps, we saw a couple of representatives solve their possible fights. We saw 2 of those possible fights at that level get resolved by representatives announced that they were simply going to move.
Mm-hmm.
I am absolutely sure that Keating's going to move. I could be wrong, and you've got to understand he would have to move out of the strongest part of his base in Quincy to Bourne. But there he would face no Democratic opponent, and there's an old saying at the State House, there's only 2 ways to run for re-election, scared or unopposed.
Craig, let me jump in here, because I want to ask you, Western and Central Massachusetts are on our minds a lot, obviously, given since they are still recovering from the storm. And another thing that we'd been discussing recently was that if the shapes of the districts themselves change dramatically, that people in Western and Central Massachusetts may find them their collective power diminished a little because the center of gravity of their districts might move east. Did we see any dramatic change in the shape of the districts?
No. If any, I mean, to me, you know, it looks, this is not my science, but to me it does. I think that those fears have to be assuaged by the geographic shapes that I'm seeing. They
mm-hmm.
seem very compact, very discrete. There's definitely a solid Central Massachusetts unit there and a solid Western Massachusetts unit. If anything, the Western Massachusetts unit expands a little bit to the east around Springfield. So, no, I mean, I think that that those concerns are all right. That seems to be, in part, a result of what is perceived as, and I think rightfully so, a sort of a shift out east to keep Lawrence in Nikki Tsongas' district,
right,
to ensure that her base stays strong.
Well, and finally, Craig, I'm sorry to jump in here.
Oh, no, I understand.
But one last quick question, because overriding all of this, you know, everyone's thought for quite some time that Massachusetts' overall delegation, all Democrats. Is there any possibility now with this new, these nine new districts, that that might change? Are we still seeing the likely probability of a all Democratic congressional delegation in at least for the next 2 years?
Well, I definitely think there's a higher probability of electing some Republicans, particularly in a shaky Democratic year. I think that if Keating does move out of his Quincy base, he's going to be in Bourne, right near Sandwich, where Jeff Perry, his Republican opponent, is from. Barney Frank is giving up New Bedford, which is a heavily Democratic area, and he had a tough race last time. So I think that the GOP, we're going to see in the days ahead, but I think the GOP has to be feeling good about those two shifts.
Craig Sandler is the general manager for State House News Service. Thanks, as always, Craig.
Of course.